from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
Happy Wednesday to you, everybody. Welcome into Sports Daily. It is a Wednesday, and that means we've got Paul Savage in for Tommy Kester. We'll see if Tommy can join us in just a little bit. I can tell you that Tommy's going to be very jealous when he finds out just before the show we created something new, Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. So
why not? I mean, come on, why not? As a matter of fact, I know the average person right now is thinking to themselves, well, wait a second, that's really nice during the summer months, but Hawaiian shirts in January? And I told Jacob, I said, Jacob, we'll just put our Hawaiian shirts on over our sweatshirt. What's wrong with that?
That's right. Never afraid of a good time here on Sports Daily. I don't know if Jad's going to participate in this. I know Tommy is a fan of a good Hawaiian, so we're going to create something here. We're just trying to make the world a better place one day at a time here, Mr. Savage.
Well, Jad, I mean, I might as well find out right now. He's sitting right here across the table from me. Jad, will you participate in Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday from here on out?
Nope.
Well, yeah, that was a little abrupt, wasn't it? Yeah. That was
not a lot of thought there needed. Yeah. It doesn't sound like. Well, the IHOP hotline is. Go ahead, Jed.
I only own one Hawaiian shirt, and it's lost somewhere. I haven't been able to find it since I moved last.
Well, I'll tell you what. The three co-hosts will make it. We'll take up a little pledge, and we'll see if we can't raise enough money to get you one. How about that? If we get you one, will you wear one?
Sure.
There you go.
It's too bad. It was actually from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. I have a couple of those too.
Do
but
you
we
really?
You know, we can
cool.
We can fake it. We can fake it, Jad, for you. I'm the same size I was in about the eighth grade. So I have lots, but I don't know how much good they'll do anybody. All right, 869-1240 is the number on the IHOP hotline. If you want to participate on the program, you can call us. IHOP always excited to bring back its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th. We're excited that they bring us that hotline. You can also leave us your video comments. We got all kinds of ways to watch the show in all the Hawaiian shirt glory. You can watch it on 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, X. You can leave comments there that we will get to throughout the program. You can reach out to us directly on social media as well. All kinds of different ways to do that. Fun stuff today on the program. We mix it up a little bit when Mr. Savage stops by. We'll talk a little college football. some things being thrown out there by Oklahoma State in the NIL world, which is interesting, making some headlines this week. I want to get Paul's take. We haven't talked about this story, the Tua Tagovailoa Brian Flores story.
Yes.
Now we've heard from all sides on that, and in a very fractured relationship. That was a bizarre in Miami, but we'll get into that a little bit later.
Yeah.
I want to get Paul's take on tomorrow's preseason finale for the Chiefs.
Good.
This is the one where guys play for their jobs. Mm-hmm. I want to get Paul's take on the wide receiver room, and we'll look ahead to that game. And then, of course, the Royals last night fall. We'll dig into that game as well. Glad to be here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Paul, Royals last night, they don't, you know, make it a 7-game win streak, which is fine. You know, you need to bounce back and win that today, of course. You certainly don't want to lose a series to the Angels at home. So, you know, just get bounced back and win that, but can't win them all. I do think, though, in a 9-5 loss, when Cole Reagans was trying to battle through it, he had good stuff. He just wasn't in command completely. 3 walks in 5 innings, but he did have 9 strikeouts, but he just, you know, he couldn't get through it. And look, they're in a position in a game like that. It was 5-2. There was an error that led to another run. So it was 5-2. And in those situations, with Reagans at a high pitch count early in the game, the Royals are going to have to turn the ball over to the underbelly of their bullpen. That's not a situation where you know, give your bullpen arms who have been good the ball there. And, you know, James McArthur came in, but he gave up 3 hits. He did get through his inning. Chris Stratton was terrible. Zerpa was not good. And Will Smith was terrible. And the game gets away from you. And that is, you know, it's hard. I'm not blaming Quattraro, but I think he did what he had to do. It was a short start from your starting pitcher and you were trailing, but it is a problem because the Royals offense, you know, they were coming right back and attacking. You know, they got to that 5-run mark, but then, you know, the bullpen gives up 2 runs in the 7th, 2 runs in the 9th, and doesn't allow the comeback, which looked like it might happen. And it is something to think about long term, Paul. The Royals, you can't sit here and say, well, they just got to be leading every game going into the end of a game if they're going to win it, because that's not reality either. They still need these pitchers who are clearly not the back end bullpen guys to be able to step in and keep it close, still give you a good outing, but they can't collectively. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, so collectively yesterday, the bullpen arms used, they went for 4 innings. They gave up in those 4 innings collectively 8 hits. They walked 4 batters. So in 4 innings, you've got 4 strikeouts, 8 hits, 4 walks, and of course they give up the 4 runs. That's terrible. I mean, you can't, like, there's no other way to, you know, there's no other way around it, and they're just going to have to find a little bit more. I think they'll be okay without it. This probably isn't the way you know, in a playoff game, I'm not sure you do the same thing. You probably are just going to throw your good arms regardless of the score, I suppose. But they still do, Paul, have to get to the playoffs. And while they gained a ton of ground during the win streak last night, did not go quite as well. You saw Boston win, so Boston's back within 3.5. Seattle did not win, so that's certainly good news. Cleveland ended up winning a wild one, so you've sort of lost a game there, but Minnesota did not. So Not all the damage done, and they're still fine. I don't want to,
right.
You know, I don't overreact to a game 2 loss like that. But the bullpen problem rears its head fairly often, and last night was a perfect example of overall the lack of arms there.
Right. Well, you know, before we really start crying too much, Jacob, let's point out that the Royals are solidifying their hold on the wild card. I mean, you know, they're a few games up now on the Red Sox, and so, I mean, it's a good thing. We're kind of happy. And of course, you've already pointed out, you know, this is baseball. I mean, you know, you think you're going to get into a slugfest and beat somebody 10-9. I guess that happens. But, I mean, that's not really the way the Royals play. I mean, they're basically a team that's pretty solid with pitching. You know, they're going to have pretty good offense. I mean, it's not going to be the caliber of, say, the New York Yankees or the Los Angeles Dodgers, but it's pretty good. So, I mean, these things are going to happen. I mean, really and truly, it's been a good run. It's been a really good run. I mean, you're in a position where the run that you've had over the course of the last couple of weeks now has you, what, I think it's like 3 or 4 games up in the wild card right now. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've lost track of my stats for the last
bit. They're 3.5 up.
Is it 3.5? Okay, well, yeah, I knew it was somewhere. Yeah, and lost track of it in the last couple of days. But the point is that, you know, this is a point where I'm a Royals fan. I'm not sure that we're going to have this work out the way we want. I'm a Royals.
You are, Paul. Look, Paul, you're 3.5 up.
That's right.
You're not in it. So you're not in the, you know, the daily grind of this like we are, how we're just following baseball on a day-to-day basis, which is so refreshing. But you're 3.5 up. You're tied with the Twins. So really you're 3.5 up sort of times 2.
Yeah, and the problem with that is what?
The same record.
Yeah. What's the problem? You're 3.5 games up right now. Yeah, come on.
Well, the problem is what the schedule comes up with 20 straight games against playoff teams, which is what's coming after tonight's game against the Angels.
That is a good problem. So, but I mean,
I still like there is a great chance and better than 50-50 chance, absolutely, at this point that the Royals are in. They do have to get there, right? And that's never going to go away, that fear. Until we get through the regular season, like
you
there's always going to be the fear.
You got
but
that
I don't
right.
But I think just like we have all year, I do think it's okay to look at when they get there, then what, right? And when we think about it that way, it's hard to imagine. And every year in the postseason, we sort of see this, right? Teams lean into their, you know, whatever it is, 3, maybe 4 best relief pitchers, and they just ride them through the postseason. That's what happens if you're going to win, right? If you're winning, that's what you'll do. So it really is more of a problem for these final 3 weeks of the regular season or whatever it is, 3-4 weeks of the regular season than it is for the postseason. You still have to get there. If the Royals reach the postseason, I don't think we're going to be terribly concerned about what Chris Stratton and Will Smith and Zerpa are bringing to the table, because they're very likely, in a good scenario, not going to pitch in those postseason games. They will lean into the arms that have been good. They still need one of these guys, though, to help the good group of relievers. Urcic, Bubich, Harvey, you hope, right? Maybe Schreiber now back from injury. And so to see all of them sort of collectively struggle last night is a little bit of a problem. It's not going to be Will Smith. It's not going to be Chris Stratton. I mean, those guys were not major contributors to a World Series team last year that they were both on. It's probably most likely going to be MacArthur. But again, last night, even though he got through his inning without giving up a run, he gave up 3 hits in the inning. So you still need him to continue to sort of get back. And again, he would be option 4 for me at this point. But it matters for the regular season far more than it matters in the postseason. You have to still get there. And in these kinds of games, Paul, I mean, the Royals give up the lead and they go way down. They got those runs back in the very next inning. Like it was just like, it felt like it was two innings technically, but it was just like, boom, right there. Right there, they scored 3. They gave up 3 in the sixth. They gave up 2 in the seventh. They got 3 of those back in the seventh. But then they gave up more runs. And it's just like, you know, that part of the bullpen, if they come into the game, I just never have confidence that things are going to go well. At this point, Austin chimes in on YouTube, says best case scenario in the playoffs, you get a starter to go 6 or 7 and you only use the arms that have been great all season. That we're agreeing. We're saying the same thing. Yes, that is a best case scenario. But look, one of your good arms needed to come out in the 5th inning yesterday, right? He needed to be out of that game. And so he had to come out. And then you get into the underbelly because you don't have a lead. That can happen in the postseason. But I would say this, if you're in a postseason game and you're up against it, when you know you get built-in days off for travel to go, you know, to go back and forth, you're not going to that group of pitchers, even down 3 runs like they were. I would still say you're going to your good arms there to try to keep it close. So it is not as big a deal for when the Royals get there. It is a much bigger deal in getting them there. They still have to get there. Yes, they have a 3.5 game lead in the wild card. However, they play 20 straight games, Paul, against really good teams.
Really good teams.
They will have, I mean, there may be statistically a tougher schedule, whatever, in the rest of the regular season, but I won't believe it because the Royals are going to have an absolute gauntlet. We've talked about it for a week now. It is going to be brutal after today's game against the Angels. And they're going to have to take advantage, and they need to win tonight. It's not a must win or anything. They need to win it. Mm-hmm. And look, they could come out and play lights out and play great and go, you know, win 13 of those 20 games against that, and they'll be fine. But you do need to protect yourself as much as you can. And in that stretch of games, you're probably going to need to lean on a couple of these relievers. And man, it's just to see them collectively struggle. Last night was such a, you know, just a like eye-opening, like they're still not a good collective bullpen. They've gotten much better at the back end, but collectively they have just not been good at all.
Well, and that just made and you make me wonder. I says I'm kind of sitting there thinking to myself. You make me think. Well, what is the one big series you got? I think you got Cleveland coming up in what, 2 weeks?
Seven games left against Cleveland.
I know, but you got Cleveland coming up. Let's see, the first game is Monday, August the 26th. That's just less than a week away, and you have a 4-game series with Cleveland. How big is that series? I mean,
they're all big.
They're all big.
But before that, you got to play three against Philadelphia, who might be the best team in baseball.
Well, that's true.
And then after that, you got to continue a long road trip. So you go to Cleveland for four, then you go to Houston to play baseball's hottest team for four, and then you come right back home. No days off in this stretch, by the way. You come right back home, and you play Cleveland, and play then Cleveland Minnesota. Uh-huh. You'll finally get a day off there on September 5th. Right, but that's the only day off that they're going to have after tomorrow. They'll get one tomorrow before the Philadelphia series. But when that stretch of games starts, you go Philly, Cleveland, Houston, Cleveland without a day off. Okay, and then it doesn't get much easier after that. You still have Minnesota and at the Yankees, and then it finally gives you some relief.
Yep.
But it like you got to get there. Like, you still have to be able to do this, and it's too much pressure right now to say, all right, you got to have a lead every game going into the seventh inning so you can hand the ball off to these. That's a ridiculous ask.
Right.
I mean, that's just unreasonable.
Well, and if you still have a lock on the wild card at that point, by the time you get done with the New York Yankees series, I mean, you're going to have it. You're not going to lose it. You're not going to lose it to Detroit. You're not going to lose it to the Giants. You're not going to lose it to the Senators. The Washington Nationals. You're not going to lose it to any of those teams. So, you know, the next what? 3 weeks? How important is that? Well, it is. It's the season right there. I kind of like that. Put a little pressure on them. I mean,
it's a team that's going to respond. It's not the season because they do finish with Pittsburgh, Detroit, San Francisco, Washington.
It is the
season.
And
then a banged up Atlanta.
But it could be the season
in a positive way, right? If they go into that final stretch with the same sort of gap they have now, you feel good.
Right.
But I will remind you of this too, Paul. There are still so many teams technically in it, and there just aren't really that many bad teams that you don't get a lot of relief. And they have had a little bit here, and they've taken advantage. They've won five out of their last six games. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice to get that win tonight, go into that day off. Every time you and I are on, and it's because it's on Wednesdays, and Thursday's a pretty common off day if you get one, we say the same thing. Boy, it'd be really nice to bounce back and get that win headed into the off day.
Yeah.
It's a little less urgent than it has been the last couple of times we've been in here talking about that, but there's still a moderate amount of urgency.
No, there is.
You could potentially get up to a 5-game lead over some teams before you start that stretch. That's sure nice to know that you've got in your back pocket to let you play a little more loose and free.
Yeah.
You know, I think this team plays loose and free plenty, but you know, I don't want to overreact to it. It was a really bad night for the bullpen. That's a part of the roster. They're just not very good in the middle of that bullpen. Yeah, all right.
Where are the White Sox on the schedule when you need them?
Right. They've played plenty against them. We'll get a look at tonight's game and tell you about the starters and the bets and all those things a little bit later in the show. Let's take a break here. I want to say thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up at KFH and all the Odyssey studios with some great coffee. We're going to come back And we'll dig into some of these other stories. I want to get Paul's take on the preseason game tomorrow for the Chiefs, and then we'll talk about Oklahoma State. We'll talk about the Brian Flores story. All of that's still to come here on Sports Daily. Paul and I haven't talked about, you know, the Cowboys either, which we may get into with the, you know, still waiting on CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott. Time's running out, Jerry. Like, what do we, you know, there's a term for that. Something or get off the pot. Like, no. Make a decision here. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, one way or the other. You got to make your call. We'll talk about that as we make our way through this Wednesday as well. Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. You're welcome, everybody watching on the video stream. It's party time.
My favorite, by the way.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily. It's a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday on the show. Yes, that's a thing now. We just decided it would be. Paul, I'll need you to remind me every Wednesday.
Right. You know, my biggest dream about Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday is we need a sponsor. I'm going to get with Tommy. I'm going to say, Tommy, we got to find somebody that will
make that happen.
We got to make this happen. I mean, when you have two show hosts that are as passionate about their Hawaiian shirts as you and I, We can make that come through. For some business out there, we're going to be able to increase their business in Hawaiian shirts.
You know, a good Hawaiian shirt is a statement on life.
Yeah.
And they've become a little cuter and trendier now, you know, so you see them a lot.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. Paul Savage and I were rolling with Hawaiians way before it was cool.
Long ago.
It's just a statement, right? You walk around, you know.
Right.
All right. See that guy in the Hawaiian over there?
Yeah.
He knows how to have a good time.
Yeah, he's special. He's a special guy. Yeah. That's what they say about you and me.
I inherited my love for them from my dad, who's a real life cowboy. Now he's a little older now, so he doesn't, you know, he's not roping and riding doing all that stuff anymore. Man, if he's going out, he threw on a Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. You know, you let everybody know.
It's a lifestyle.
No questions.
It's a way we have chosen to live our lives. It's a lifestyle choice, isn't it?
That's right. I'm glad it's become a bigger thing, but we're going to make it a thing here. Yeah, we'll have to find a sponsor.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, yesterday at football practice, KWCH was out at practice recording. Yeah, he was
DJ,
out there.
I was you're taking the words out of my mouth. We're simpatico today. I was just looking, so because I wanted to talk about this. So Paul is back at Wichita East this year.
Another
high
year.
High expectations for the Blue Aces.
Very high.
TJ Cleland was out there yesterday. He was like, "Yeah, I saw Mr. Savage out at East practice. I didn't know you were back out there, but I'm glad you are." That story, if you missed it last night, as a look ahead to Wichita East, is up right now at catchatkansas.com. Very excited to have TJ and Brandon stopping in on Fridays this
year. We got to bring that up because last night was so screwed up with the political conventions going on. I tried to watch it. I recorded it. Then it didn't record because of the lateness of you know, the CBS deal with
catchatkansas.com. Well, catchkansas.com right now. Yep.
Is it going to be on Channel 12?
It was on Channel 12 last night.
Well, but that's the problem. I don't even know when because I recorded the 2 o'clock version
because we got pushed back by the convention. So two nights in a row now, these conventions. Yep. I love, and this goes to all political parties. It's not a political statement, but it drives me crazy that they basically get all this free campaign airtime and they can't even stay on time. They pushed us back the last couple of nights. All right. Go to catchkansas.com and it is there. It did go in the newscast that just aired late. But catchkansas.com, we're excited to have TJ and Brandon, and they're going to make football picks with us this on Fridays, Paul, and then we'll just kind of carry that into some high school football.
And tomorrow. He did a great job. I mean, he was thorough. He got shots. I mean, really, truly, you guys are lucky to have him. I like the kid. He's really good at what he does, and he worked exceptionally hard to get what he needed from his visit to our practice camp last night. So congratulations to him. I know he did a good job. I'll get on catchatkansas.com and double check the piece. Yep.
So that's there for you. And that tour, by the way, continues. They're out there. We've got Rachel Hallam out, like way out west, getting some of the really cool stories.
Oh, good.
from Western Kansas.
Oh, I and like
then,
that.
And then tonight, and then we've got right. Brandon and TJ hitting the Metro School. We've got all kinds of high school sports coverage. So that's cool. Catch Kansas, and that partnership will come to full fruition here in the next few weeks as we make some. I think we're making our first picks next week, so you better be ready, Savage.
Wow.
All right, Paul. This Oklahoma State story. You sent it this morning, and we were kicking it around a little bit yesterday. So what they're going to do basically is put QR codes on the backs of their helmets so that people can, during a game, in theory, scan that code and contribute to the NIL fund. Now, a couple of different thoughts on this. I love that Gundy, the old school, Gundy, who's always got something to say and who just a week ago was basically like, that stuff's all done. Now we're all in the same locker room. We're done. Your contracts are negotiated, basically. It's time to focus on football. But he was a big advocate of this yesterday, talking about it. He was asked about it. I love when you see the old school guys fully bought into the changes in college sports. You know, there we have seen some of the old guard like bail and just stop coaching because they don't want to deal with it. But Gundy's a guy who I don't think ever gets enough credit for how good a job he's done at that program. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't surprise me that Oklahoma State's at the forefront of this. So I say that by, and then also will tell you, I would be stunned if this actually generates much money for the program. It will be hard to do.
Well, it will be, but there's going to be certain players that have a family member. Now, let me put it this way. You said there are players. Coach Saban throw into that category about a guy who sees changes coming, doesn't want anything to do with it. Coach Saban's got nothing to prove. I mean, what, he's got 5-6 national championships. He's got nothing to prove. There's a good example of that. But basically right now, if you're wanting to remain a college football coach, you adjust or you die. It's just there's no remaining neutral. You adjust and you figure out how you can make NIL work for you or you die. You learn how to use the portal or you die. I think it's just that simple. And so those guys that are still remaining, still coaching, even the old timers, they've got a decision to make. Either I adjust or I'm going to flounder and I'll get fired anyway. So now I think that's what you see. And you know something, I'm going to say this. I'm getting some responses from kids that I've known over the years that are at the college level. Even some of the smaller schools are going after NIL, asking people to contribute, which is it's a contribution to a school. It's not a contribution to any single individual. I mean, you can't really just say, I want to give $1,000 to, Joe Blow because I know him. He lived down the block and I watched him grow up. That's not the way it works. It goes to a collective for the NIL, for the school. And, I'm starting to get requests, believe it or not, from small schools that I know where kids have gone. They know me, and I'm talking about even as low as the Division II schools are starting to work NIL.
Of course.
Now, I it never really crossed my mind that this would become so big for those kind of schools. But why not? Why not, Jacob? I mean, if it means more money for the program, survival, you're getting some kids, you're paying some kids. Yeah, why not?
What's important to me on this, Paul, I again, like the technical process of a sporting event with a QR code, like you're going to have to pause the game if you're watching on TV, and maybe it's easier for fans in the stands, right? But the reality, I'm not concerned about any of that. The effort, if I were a player or a parent or a representative, the effort is appreciated, right? The effort of trying to find ways to do it matters too when you're out there recruiting. The reality is all that money that makes a difference is coming in other ways. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this generates a ton of money for these players. I just don't think that I am wrong because I think it's going to be very hard to do it. But what you'll see now is probably very soon every team start to do this. And it will matter, I think, at least a little bit, that Gundy and Oklahoma State was out at the forefront. That stuff matters. If I'm a player now coming up in this, just the effort, like just show me that you're trying to do these things for me. That goes a long way. I give Kansas State a lot of credit all the time. They were at the forefront of NIL, at the forefront of at a university level supporting these efforts. They put their money where their mouth was. I absolutely think we've seen that pay off for them. Mm. I think they are recruiting at a clip, both in football and basketball, we've never seen before. This is all great for college football. Find ways to do this. I saw, and I don't know the details of this story, a quote-unquote general manager yesterday with, I think it was Alabama involved, and like, that's what you got to do. Those people better be able to deliver if you're going to put the resources there to, you know, to pay somebody to come in and do it. But you got to be at the forefront everywhere.
Right.
How can we generate money for, you know, for our programs now? We know, because the elephant in the room is revenue sharing is coming. And this is a way. I don't think it'll generate a ton, mm-hmm. but it might generate lots of small amounts from younger people. Mm-hmm. Older people, Paul, if I told you, hey, there's a QR code on the back of the helmet of Oklahoma State and you're watching a Cowboys game, would you even know how to make that happen?
I would. I think I could do it. But, you know, but it also means that somehow, I guess you have to pause your TV right there on the spot. On that spot where I guess you can get a good quality, not a blurry image of the code, and then you just take your phone and you copy it off, and there you go. I guess that's the philosophy on that.
But is that any harder or easier than just going to find out a way to contribute to their NIL? Because I would imagine it's right front and center. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the execution of this, I don't think will be tremendous, mm-hmm. but I don't even care about that.
You may be, go ahead.
It's the effort that I applaud. Uh-huh. It's Mike Gundy right. being, open. You know, out there and front facing with, I love this opportunity. Because I want every kid in my locker room to know, if I am their coach or administrator, that I will do anything to help them earn.
That's right.
And I will be supportive of those efforts. Mm-hmm. That is important right now
right.
in the battle for what I don't want is Dabo Swinney up there bitching and moaning every time he's asked about it, that these players are getting paid.
Right.
That's what I don't want.
Well, I got you there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you mean. You know, everything is so much more open. I mean, we're all open to these kind of deals. Listen, Jacob, I remember 10, 12 years ago, we had a discussion with one guy by the name of Bruce Hurdle. Remember him? Remember Bruce Hurdle? I remember Bruce Hurdle. And we had a discussion one time about the controversy. Believe it or not, this was a topic. The controversy of whether Major League sports teams, football, baseball, basketball, should have paid sponsorship logos on their jersey, as we watched every night with the Kansas City Royals with a QT logo on their sleeve. Yep. But there was a day, and I know you probably remember these days. I don't think you were with the show at that point, but there was a day when, my gosh, that was a big controversy. It was like, you're wanting to sully the name of this particular sport and have teams, major league teams, wear logos on their jersey? Are you crazy? And of course, that was a huge conversation, a huge debate.
Well,
and now look, I mean, now you got QR codes on helmets.
And I don't care as much about, I'm fine with it, but I would tell you this too. The difference there, and the reason you could have more of a case, is because those players get paid. Right, those teams are generating billions of dollars.
Well, it could translate now to college, sure, of course.
But in college, like, where you don't have that opportunity, where the we'll call it the profit margin for a university versus a pro sports team is very, very different.
Mm, right.
Yeah. Look, if you're telling me that, you'll almost have to take like Alabama, I guess, because they're one of the very few who just keeps to, we have two uniforms and that's all we have, which I appreciate so much, by the way. If they want to, and by the way, the other funny thing about that particular conversation, they've had logos on their uniforms, Paul, since the beginning of time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
It's just a sporting apparel logo.
Right.
Yep, you know how much money Nike pays to put their swoosh on every mm-hmm. uniform?
Right.
You know how much Adidas pays, whatever. They've always had logos on their uniforms. Mm-hmm. Right, it's all, they've always been there,
and
right?
And it's effective too. By the way, the movie Air. Have you seen Air? AIR. About how Nike developed. And let's face it, this is big money. I know there's stories, and I've heard stories. You've probably heard the same stories where there are guys that back in the day, they sign with Nike with the stipulation that they can wear an Adidas shoe and then glue on a Nike logo. So that just tells you, and I'm sure that
is because the shoe wasn't very good. That's funny.
Because they didn't want to change what shoe they wore in a game. And but I'll tell you what, we'll take Nike's money and nobody would know. How would you know? Nobody would know. I mean, when you all you're going to see is the swoosh. Or
it's all just like all of it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
Now you just need to publicly let your athletes know you're working for them.
Right. By the way, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of Andy Reid. Andy Reid's got a hat with a hat logo. I'm not sure what hat company it is. I think I would know who it is, but there's a hat logo on the side. On his sleeve is a Nike logo, and he's wearing a t-shirt that has a logo, but I can't tell what it is. As I sit here, there are three different logos on Andy Reid looking at a picture of him on the sideline. What does that say?
You know what Andy Reid is, Paul?
What?
He's a big Hawaiian shirt guy.
Oh, he is. Yes, I like it.
Maybe the most famous representative of the Hawaiian shirt movement that we have right now in society.
Well,
we appreciate that here on Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday on Sports Daily. You know, get it out. Let's make that. We're going to start this societal trend. It's Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday every Wednesday. I hope that you'll participate. And if you don't have a Hawaiian, find one. Austin asks us, he's going on a cruise. Where does he get a good Hawaiian? I would answer it, Austin, wherever you can find one, wherever it's calling from.
We're going to
see one on the rack, no matter where you are, you just grab that bad boy and you roll with it.
Jacob, we're going to find a sponsor. We're going to find a sponsor that will provide great Hawaiian shirts to the city of Wichita. We will have done our deed as good guys.
We'll have done our deed when we see a few more rolling out there on a Wednesday.
There you go.
That's what we'll have done. 869-1240 if you want to chime in on the show. We'll give away some HTO a little bit later in the show. We'll tell you how you can win that. We have all kinds of good stuff coming. I want to get Paul's take on the Chiefs in the final preseason game for them. What's he looking for? Coach Savage. I want to get to this Brian Flores story as well. We'll get you a look and a preview of tonight's Royals game, which, of course, you can hear on KFH. You can hear all the Royals games on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Tune in tonight at 7 for the Royals hosting the Angels, or simply download the Odyssey app and search for KFH. We're going to come right back. We'll have more Sports Daily right after this. Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Crestview Country Club. It's been great golfing weather out there. Getting a little rain, help keep things green, cooling off a little bit. Check it out, 36 holes of golf for you to choose from. Go take a tour of the facilities out there. Golfers, it's a dream to have those 36 holes. Always able to find a tee time. Give them a call, tell them we sent you from Sports Daily. We get a comment from Chris on Twitter. On X, I should say. Sorry. Always a good commenter on the show. Says, seriously, Gundy just had a fit about it. I assume NIL 3 days ago. Speaks out of both sides of his mouth. I don't take it that way, Chris. I think he doesn't want it. He doesn't want if you're referring to what I heard, which was him saying he doesn't want to hear from representatives. He doesn't want to talk about money or contracts or anything while the season's starting. I think that's different than saying I'm excited for the NIL opportunity for a QR code on the helmet. I think he has a point too. And I think this is where it needs to get. Like, you get to a certain point and all the transfer portaling and the negotiating needs to stop, and you got to still focus on football. But that doesn't mean you can't embrace this thing that will have nothing to do with what the players actually accomplish on the field.
Right.
And saying, yeah, look at this new opportunity for people to give to the program.
Yeah.
You better be able to do it both. But I do not have an issue with him drawing a line in the sand of, okay, it's football time now. Mm-hmm. This is why, and it's no different than the way the pros go about it, right? Why are we sitting here wondering about if contracts are going to get negotiated before the start of a season? Because these coaches want that stuff done.
Right.
By the time it's, which is why Jerry Jones is failing the Cowboys right now on about 30 different levels. But no, I mean, Gundy can say, we're done negotiating, but also from a completely separate, place, because the players don't have anything to do with this. Hey, You're going to see these fans. You're going to see these QR codes. Love it. Donate to our players in the NIL collective so that we can continue to get players.
Yeah, Gundy's not stupid on this stuff. He understands one thing and one thing only with regards to where he...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He is at Oklahoma State. He's kind of like the second sister to the University of Oklahoma. He understands that he has the ability now with NIL to be able to compete with OU for any player. Go ahead.
With Gundy, because I don't always agree with everything Gundy says. With anything anybody says. I don't care, though. But I do think there's this reputation of, like, he's so out of touch with players. Players must not want to play for – and every time I hear that, I'm like, oh, really? Because he still has great players. And they still win a lot of games. And he's still consistently sending guys to the NFL. Clearly, he knows how to communicate and have a relationship with his players. Or he would not survive today's world of college football.
Can I tell you what it boils down to? When somebody looks at Coach Gundy or any coach in America, their thought, if they're a really good football player and they have a future in the NFL, they look and say, what is my college experience going to do to help me to get to where I want to be, which is the NFL, and play for pay? That's what they look at. That's what kids look at. They're going to say, my position,
College, isn't it? Don't we all choose a college based on how it's going to set us up in our professional lives?
Call it minor league if you want. It's minor league, AAA football if you want to call it something. But that's right. But players are going to look at, where can I get to the NFL first? But they're also going to look at NIL money. And if things are fairly even, I've got this coach over here that'll help me at this school and this coach over here at this other school I'm looking at, I'm going to go where the money is, because that's the way the nature of things are. And it's kind of a prestigious thing, too, by the way. I mean, let me give you, for instance, if you watch Hard Knocks this season with the Chicago Bears, it's really kind of fun because you're getting a great glimpse at Caleb Williams and how he's working, how he's going through the system and what he's doing to try to get better. It's very, very interesting. But, you know, they have these rookie deals where the rookies have to get up and perform in front of the team. And it's really crazy. But before they start, they all have to tell their signing bonus is. So if some rookie gets up and he says, my name is such, I'm an unsigned free agent, my bonus was $22,000. Oh, Caleb Williams gets up and says, hi, everybody, I'm Caleb Williams. My signing bonus was $25.5 million. And so there's a difference on that, and that's what these kids are looking at. Money is everything to these kids, and that's why this NIL stuff, Mike Gundy, whether you like him or dislike him, he understands QR codes on my helmet is what I, if that's what I need to do to get my players in, that's what I'm going to do. Because the NFL is where all these kids are looking. Now, a lot of these kids are going to make enough money to set themselves up for life in college, then so be it. But great, the money's important. But you know what the ultimate goal is? And I'm talking about for the top, let's say, 50 players in college football. The ultimate goal is not big NIL money. It's going to come along whether they care or not. It's going to come. It's the NFL. Who can get me there? What team
we
can get me there?
We all go to college for an education on how to be the best earner professionally we can be.
Well,
let's stop pretending like these athletes are, they're going to college to get an education in sports and how to be an earner in sports. Anyway. Appreciate the comment there, Chris, on X. You can always comment on the show.
We've
got lots of Facebook comments and YouTube, of course, watching on 12 News Connected. Always appreciate that. And you can call the good old-fashioned way on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. We're going to take a break. Hour number two coming. We'll get into this Flores Tua Tagovailoa situation, I guess we'll call it. We can talk about the Chiefs preseason game. There's a lot to get to. We'll look at the Royals game tonight as well, specifically. We'll do it all in hour number two. Happy Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.